Republican J.B. Van Hollen and Democrat Kathleen Falk held separate news conferences in Milwaukee yesterday as they tried to further introduce themselves outside their home bases of Dane County. Former U.S. and District Attorney Van Hollen claims Falk isn't tough enough on crime, doesn't have enough experience as a prosecutor, and is an environmental activist. Dane County Executive Falk says Van Hollen is too close to the National Rifle Association, backs corporate interests, and opposes abortion rights. To get these messages out over the next 2 months will require a lot of dollars. Van Hollen poured hundreds of thousands of dollars of his own money into the GOP primary and won't rule out spending more of his own cash.
I never rule out any probability because we, even though we don't believe we will need to, it's important that we have a crime fighter in the Department of Justice in Madison. That's what I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that we have.
Van Hollen says Republicans are now united behind him and will help him raise adequate funds. Falk says she doesn't come from a wealthy family and is looking for more union backing.
But as you saw in the campaign for the last 10 months, citizens all across the state, hard-working progressive unions like SCIU and AFSCME Councils 40 and 48, statewide firefighters, statewide steelworkers, many working men and women supported my campaign because they want to see me be their next attorney general. And I'm counting on their continued support over the next 8 weeks.
The spending in the attorney general's race is expected to be sizable, but it's still likely to pale in comparison to what happens in the race for governor. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.